Hello.
Hi, Chad.
Yes.
Hey, Chad. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from the Google Guarantee Department over here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. That's what I just got through eating.
What's that?
That's what I just got through eating for lunch.
Yes. What kind did you have?
Soft shell beef tacos.
Mmm. Yummy.
Yep.
Those are great.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yes. So you had an appointment set so that we could go over the Google Guarantee option that's available for your company. Is this a good time?
Yes, it is. Sure is.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I just want to go ahead and go over everything with you. What do you know about Google Guarantee so far?
Well, I know that it puts a different designation next to your name when they search for you, when people search for you.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you like a little bit of
further distinction.
Distinction and liability. Reliable and been around a while and that sort of thing, not a fly by night, all that good stuff.
Yeah, because Google's actually backing your company. The guarantee is actually that Google has vetted your company and proven that you are a quality provider for the Google Guarantee platform. They're basically saying, like, this right here, this is the best of the best. These companies, these options right here are the very best of the best. Okay?
Yeah.
And there is a vetting process. So just to make sure, you have business license and insurance for the company?
Well, I have a business license and, but the thing is, in our state, for what I do, there's no like state license.
Right. I know that.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I know sometimes Google's got like it was kind of a little bit of a chore to get my, Google map thing set up because, mm-hmm. It's a home-based business and, that sort of thing. So I don't know if they've got like a boilerplate where it just, cause I may not fit if that's the case, if I have to have
You do fit. Yeah. I'm just asking if you have a standard business license. It's not a state license. If you just have a standard business license, in fact, the state license is not required for your industry in your area because you happen to fall under the general contracting vertical or category, and it's not a requirement. So Google does, like you know, have specific requirements for particular areas and things. But as long as you can pass a background check, it shows me here that the insurance is not a requirement nor the license. We just always make sure if you have a business license and if you carry general liability, then we want to post that. That's all.
Yeah, I do. I carry general liability. I sure do.
Beautiful. And have you had any felonies in the last 7 years, Chad?
No.
Okay. And do you have any face-to-face employees, gentlemen or women, who are going out and bidding the job on behalf of the company on their own without you present?
No.
Okay. Then nobody else needs to go on that application.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because if it's just like day workers or field workers that you're using on a regular basis, laborers, you can't necessarily account if they can pass a background check or anything like that. You don't want to be responsible for it, possibly, stopping or slowing down the process for Google Guarantee based on something as small as that. So
okay.
If you choose to move forward with this, the one-time $250 application fee is paid up front and it is non-refundable. That's going to go to get Kitchen Plus completely Google Guarantee approved. Now, the process on that takes a max of 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. Okay? I am required just to let you know what the terms and conditions state. So if you choose to do this, which I highly recommend because it is a couple of elite statuses that it's going to give you. It's going to give you that Google guaranteed section. Google is backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance for individual clients. And it allows you to cherry pick that Google Guaranteed leads as they're coming in. For example, when you're listed in this status up here in the Google Guaranteed section, the folks are going to Google, they're clicking on the Guaranteed section, and they're choosing to operate and work with you directly. When they contact you, they're contacting you directly. There's no middleman. If it's not a qualified lead, you're not charged for it. Okay?
Okay.
So once your Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Your cost per lead is $48 per lead. Okay?
Okay. All right. And it can be moved at any time, up and down and all that good stuff?
If it's set, unless you choose to pay more, it will never drop below. If you want to pay more per leads to come up at the very tippy top, which you don't have that many providers on the Google Guarantee section in your area, I don't see a need for that, but they do always go over during onboarding max lead bidding, which allows you to like basically name your price as far as lead goes, but it's set. So once your Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. For 13 leads, that's $626. It works like an escrow account, and it is paid up front. Okay?
$626?
Correct. Yes. For
that's
13,
a weird number. Okay.
Well, that's for 13 leads at $48 a lead. So it is a strange number.
Yeah.
It is a strange number. Our lead, our management fee is already worked into your lead cost. There's nothing additional for it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with that, the way it works is like this. We call you to set the minimum monthly budget. You pay that minimum monthly budget, and we cut the leads on. Once the leads are cut on, they're going to begin coming to you at approximately 3 leads a week. You do have the ability to increase or decrease those leads as you see fit. For example, when the leads come in, if it happens to be a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, somebody seeking employment with your company, or a service that you don't provide, or a service outside of your service area, you will not be charged for that lead. All of those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, and AI is listening to each one of those calls for that specific reason. It has to be what Google considers a qualified call in order for you to be charged for the lead. A qualified call consists of a caller requesting estimate over the phone and you giving estimate over the phone, which is probably never. Or if you set face-to-face estimate to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that are actually considered qualified leads. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when the leads come in, like I said, they'll begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. So you cut your leads on, say you take on 2 leads, and now you're booked for 6 weeks. You know for a fact that you can't take on any more calls or jobs for the next 6 weeks. So you will call and you will pause your campaign. Where you pause your campaign is where it stops. So if you pause the campaign with $500 left in it, and you pause it for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 14 days, 6 months, however long you pause it for is how long it stays paused for. Okay? There's no automatic monthly charge on this. So we're not constantly charging the account whether or not you're taking the leads on. Wherever you pause the campaign financially is where it stops. This is to keep the integrity of the budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the latter is also true. Say you got a couple crews going and now you need to increase leads. Well, maybe you want 6 leads in a week. Maybe you want 8 leads in a week. Who knows what you need. And then you choose to increase the lead flow. You can do that as well. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, you do have recourse and you're able to listen to every single recorded phone call. If for some reason an unqualified call happened to slip through the cracks, then you do have access to that call recording, as do we, through your local Splash client dashboard. You would simply just let us know, this is an unqualified call that happened to squeak through. Please dispute it. We dispute it with Google and get the money back right away.
Okay.
Okay. It is the best pay-per-lead service out there simply because it trumps all other pay-per-lead services. They show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead service that there is out there. And it's exclusive. We're not working with any of your competitors for the entire area that you're advertising. And you can advertise as far out as you want. You're not going to come up in areas that you don't want to come up in simply because if you were to get a call from an area that you don't want to service in, you wouldn't be charged for that lead. So we're not going to advertise you in that area.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So it's basically you're getting what you want, where you want, when you want, and you can control it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So do you have any questions?
No. sounds good.
You want to give it a go?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. So going over this, the keywords, you fall under the general contractor vertical. So going over the keywords, these are the services that are offered within there, okay? Now let me know if you offer this or don't offer this. And if you don't offer it, it's fine. I'm going to mark it off your list, and they will re-verify before the account goes live, okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay. Bathroom cabinets?
Yes.
Bathroom tile?
Yes.
Kitchen island?
Yes.
Kitchen cabinet?
Yes.
Kitchen backsplash?
Yes.
Roofing?
Well, that falls under renovations, but I don't just do roofing.
Okay, then that's a no. Kitchen remodel.
Yes.
Interior finishing.
Yes.
Home remodel and renovation.
Yes.
Home building.
No.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Home addition.
Yes.
Commercial projects.
Well, we'll say no to that one. Home addition. I'm trying to get
away from
doing that.
Okay. Yes. Commercial projects?
Yes.
Foundation and concrete?
Yes.
Exterior finishing?
Yes.
Decks and patios?
Yes.
Bathroom remodel?
Yes.
Accessory buildings?
No.
Got it. Okay. All right, my friend, we've got for that. So I'm going into your account, Chad.
Does any of that include, like, painting and that sort of thing, or refinishing?
Okay, so painting would be under a separate vertical, which we could qualify you for more than one vertical in more than one area. That's not a problem. Painting has its entire own category, painting indoors and outdoors, furniture painting, cabinet painting, stair painting, door painting, window painting, gutter painting, wallpaper removal, and spray painting.
I do some of those, not all of them.
Okay.
Cabinet painting, obviously.
Okay. You need to offer at least 2 to 3 of them in order for it to, like, be worth your while. So
yeah.
I'm assuming
exterior,
indoor and outdoor, right?
Yeah. Indoor, outdoor, and cabinet painting.
What about stairs or doors or window?
I mean, I consider that, you know, exterior painting, but, you know, those also fall under that. So, yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me get you a cost per lead on that as well.
Does that run my cost per lead up?
I don't know. Give me 1 minute. It probably, I would imagine that it's not going to, simply because of general contracting is usually a higher vertical. But once in a while, they will surprise me.
What area of the country are you from?
I'm in California.
Okay. All right. Your accent changes sometimes. That threw me off. Never mind.
Okay. I was born in Mobile, Alabama, and I have a ton.
So you got relatives.
Yes, and I've been back and
yeah.
forth. Yes, and
yeah.
talking to you brings it back, and it goes back and forth.
Yeah,
I apologize.
It does.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. That's all right. You keep throwing me off. So that's okay.
You're like this lady, huh? okay, so it does require a licensing for painting in South Carolina. Do you have that license?
License for painting?
The Google guarantee does require it, yes. South Carolina State Residential Specialty Contractors Registration with a painting / wallpaper classification.
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Let me do one last double check here. Give me 1 second. Let me check one other area to see. Okay, give me a second. This thing, of course, the computers only move as fast as they want to, and they take the information you give them, but they still take their sweet time sometimes when they're loading. So I do have a way to set up, like, a dummy account and see if it has anything else. So give me just 1 second here. Okay. Your zip code is 29642. Okay. And then let me go down here. Okay. I did that.
I'm looking on the LLR, and I don't see a paint. I didn't think there was, but I don't see a painting license for South Carolina.
Okay.
You know, pools, fire and sprinkler, burglar alarm, contractors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the thing is, and I'm double checking that right now, it's just taking me a second to get through all the screens, is that sometimes the requirement for Google Guarantee is different than even the state requirement, which I know doesn't make a lot of sense. I've heard that multiple times, but if Google requires it, we have to provide it if you want to be in that particular area. But again, I'm double checking exactly what it says, because one portion gave kind of like, it said like, you could have this or you could have that. But I'm double checking to see what the exact requirements are. So I'm going in and like setting up an account, like a fake account for you, so I can see, it'll tell me exactly what's required. That way we know if you qualify for it or not, and then there's no question.
Yeah. And if,
let's see here. Yes, it does require the painter's license for it. So the options for painter's license for your area are residential specialty contractors registration with a subclassification for painter / wallpaper from the South Carolina Residential Builders Commission is the that's the only option that's available to you if you want to qualify for painting under as an actual painter under Google Guarantee. Okay? But we do have another option available,
okay,
which I don't believe is going to require the same thing. Give me one second here. I'm trying to go into... Okay. Oh, the handyman does require it as well. Okay.
I don't mind getting the painter's license.
Okay.
I don't mind doing that. If we, you know, I guess that's something we'd have to add later because I have to get a license first, but I can't seem to find where I get it at. I mean, I'm on the website and,
okay. Here, let me send you what it, give me one second. Let me type it out because it's not letting me copy here. Residential specialty contractors. Registration with a subclassification for painter wallpaper from SC Residential Builders Commission. You're going to go to the Residential Builders Commission.
Residential Builders Commission. Okay, let me type that in here. Oops. Let's see. Go to English. All right. That's the, that's where I was. And then, what do I do?
I just sent it to you, the exact name, that way, because that's the exact thing that they're requesting for us to upload when we, when we submit the application for it, okay?
Okay. Did you email it to me or text
it? I texted it.
Oh, okay.
You receive text message there, right?
I do.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So let me get a little bit of information here from you. Okay. So what city were you born in, Chad?
Greenville.
And do I have your permission to charge the visa we have on file ending in 3459 for the $250 application fee for the Google Guarantee?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do that. You're going to see that invoice come through. And then what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send an application over to you that's going to say Google Guarantee application. And what this is this is a really easy plug and play. So you're going to literally upload your social security number, your driver's license. It's going to request the insurance accord document. It gives you an exact replica of the page that we're looking for. You don't have to upload the entire insurance policy. It's just the specific page that needs. And then you're going to upload the business license. Again, it's not a requirement for a contractor's license for your area and your industry. By any means. So I'm going to put that in here as well. If it's requesting contractor's license, you just put NA because, again, it's not a requirement for your area. Okay? Filling out this application, it's going to ask for field workers. I strongly suggest that you put zero. Okay? If you, again, like I told you, if you have day workers or you have anybody who's, you know, laborers, things like that, there's no need to list them on the application. Now, once you turn in this application, we're going to go ahead and conduct your client onboarding for it. It takes about 15 minutes. With the technician, I'm assuming you can take care of the application today and we can schedule onboarding for tomorrow, or do you want me to schedule it for later on this evening?
It'd probably be better tomorrow. I've got another appointment that
okay.
I'm going to do right. Actually, yeah, I'm 6 minutes late for it.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to get your application time and then you're good to go. What time
yeah.
tomorrow would you like your onboarding call?
Yeah, hang on a second.
It's a 30-minute window.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a second to look at the schedule. I know I got like 7 or 8 things going on tomorrow. If I don't look at my schedule.
Yep, I gotcha.
There you go. Hang on, it's pulling it up now. I'm trying to see. What's the earliest appointment you have?
The earliest I have is going to be 10:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, so I could do 12:30.
Okay, I could 12:30.
I could do 12 or 12:30, one of the two.
Let me see here. For tomorrow, either one of those is fine. It's up to you. Which do you prefer?
Let's do 12.
You got it. You're going to see the email come through, and once the application's turned in, we'll go ahead and get notification of that. If I call you tomorrow at 12 and the application's not turned in, we're not going to be able to do onboarding. So it's important we get the application
yeah.
done, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll get it done when I get right back here to
beautiful.
To my desk. I just, I'm going to try to find out that other thing on the painter situation.
Okay.
So, all right?
All right. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Welcome to Google Guarantee, Chad.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.